Imagine with me. Every woman in this world, in every time, is and has been a warrior. Men like to claim that role, but truly, women demonstrate warrior-ness every day. So let's imagine the energies of warrior. Sometimes we fight. So imagine and maybe remember a time when you chose to stand up and say something, even though it was dangerous to do so, or you were scared to do so. Actually, if there is a moment that that happened for you, just let it bubble up for you. Maybe you took an action on behalf of a child or a loved one or someone in need. You didn't have to, but you did. There is also the restraint of a warrior. Allow yourself to feel a time when, by God, you wanted to say something or you wanted to do something with every bone in your body. And instead, you took a deep breath in and you did not. Because if you would have, it would have made it worse for you or someone else. Sometimes we think of that energy as weakness, but right now, that is warriorship. For the greater good, you did not do or say something. Flight. The flight of a warrior. Sometimes this is the hardest one for war-type warriors to deal with, is the need to retreat. But we women, we understand that one. Sometimes it's necessary to retreat or to hide in order to live. Maybe you have a memory of a time as a child when you had to hide in order to survive or to keep going. You may have a judgment about that part of yourself that she could have done or she should have done, if only I would have done. But for now, could you think of her as a warrior, whether child or adult? Sometimes the most strong thing to do is to become invisible, to retreat, fight or flight are the two that we often talk about in relation to trauma, but it's also an aspect of warriorship. There's also the times of restraint. And now allow your imagination to go, if there is one, to a time when maybe you froze. This is another difficult one with warrior nature. We don't like to think of ourselves as freezing, of not doing what needs to be done. Maybe we didn't say what we wished we would have said, and we think about it forevermore, if only I would have. Maybe you couldn't think in the moment. Maybe it was part of your essential survival to freeze. Notice any judgments you have about that part of yourself. And if you could instead, or on top of, or alongside of that feeling, if you could be open to the possibility that she was a warrior in that moment. We have been taught by our bodies, we have been taught by our ancestors how to survive. Often survival causes soul injuries. But yet, if our ancestors, if our mothers and their mothers and their mothers didn't do these things, we would not be here. And so it's a beautiful thing that each one of them did for us. They did what needed to be done in the moment, even if it hurt in every place in their body to do so. The cost of these actions, or maybe in your mind inaction, is that it creates and it triggers old soul injuries. Not even only yours and mine, but our ancestors, our mothers and their mothers and their mothers. This has been going on for a very long time. There have always been need for warrior actions since the dawn of humanity. We have always had to compromise and suck it up and get over it and move on. Be tough. Don't cry. In the moment, that's warriorship. But it hurts us to never heal it. So for now, if you could, in your imagination, imagine some of these younger yous from these different parts of your life that did or thought these things. Maybe even one of your ancestors that you know did or thought one of these things as well could come into your mind. Truly call them up in your imagination and imagine them being there with you, just like you're looking at them or feeling them. Is there something kind that you can say to them? Something encouraging? We can heal this together. We have the tools now. There are the tools documented. Ancient and newly scientifically proven tools that can help us, you and all your younger yous and your ancestors who've been hurt, to tend these wounds, to tend these injuries, and over time to come to terms with them in a heartfelt way. If you have resistance to that idea, maybe that is a result of a soul injury as well. Often in veterans communities, one of the symptoms of PTSD or soul injury is what might be called stoicism, being stoic. It doesn't matter. I don't care. The world sucks anyway. Life is hard. Just recognizing if you have any feelings like that anywhere in your inner family tree that lives in your body. You could, in this moment, if it feels like the right thing to do, that you could lovingly ask any of these younger yous that you are sensing if they want to come back to you. Maybe they were exiled and judged for being weak, for showing too much emotion. Are you open to loving them for the choices they made in the moment? Even if you ask and they say no, you can ask them, what do you need? How can we heal together? And be open to another piece of the healing puzzle. Now, as you sit there and sense the ones that are with you, I'd like you to find in your hand the rattle that was given to you, maybe even the bell, but the rattle. Don't look too hard for it. If it's not real easy, don't do it. Feel free to make a bit of sound with me. Because what we're going to call upon is our healing team, our inner healing team, one that is always with us every moment of every day. Even when these things happen, they will not stop. But we can be more kind to ourselves about the choices we make in the moment, about how we deal with them. We each have a healing team. There's your guides, your ancestors. They are completely unique to you. You can be open to a guide and an ancestor, even right this moment or later in the ceremony, to be with you and help you in this way. Know that you are worthy of such help. Another very important member of your healing team is your imagination. It's been documented recently that a result of trauma is a shutdown of our imagination, because it feels too dangerous to imagine. So one of the best things you can do for your healing is to be open to your imagination, the sacred inner world that is completely yours. That it's safe to imagine your own healing, your own expansion, your own happiness, your own peace, your own sensuality, whatever it is that you feel a little bit separate from. You can imagine it. That's how you create it. Another member of your healing team is honesty with yourself. First, to admit to ourselves when something does bother us, when there is something that there is an anomaly in the force, let's say, that there is something that needs to be dealt with. That's honesty. Our mind might think, oh, it was no big deal. I should be over that. And yet your heart is saying, no. And while there can be an infinite number of members of our healing team, the last one that I will say now is our body. Each woman in this room is blessed with a body. There is joy and there is pain associated with our body, our relationship with our body, our history, herstory, ourstory with our body. What has happened to it, what has happened because of it. Our soul, if you believe in such things, inhabits our body. Just as it is right now, each of our bodies has gone through so much. Thank you, body. Take a moment and just practice that blessing. Thank you, body, for being here for me, just as you are. And this links us to our ancestors, our mothers, 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 back as far as we can imagine. That's how far back our connection with our body goes, because our mothers and grandmothers are in our bodies. Thank you for your warriorship, for your bravery, for your courage, maybe even your fear. Even if you did not keep me safe in the past, I am here now, and that is warriorship. Healing can happen. It is never too late. It is never too late. It is never too late. Thank you for imagining with me.